Marcellus Pechulin, Ella Bishtei Avoidis, Mashaikani Bishek the regular Behemas Chun Lashem Avoidisoro, that Machshava is only possible, the only two Avoidis that you could do to make it into an Avoidisoro. Either Bishash Shchita or Bishash Zrika, but there's no such thing as Kabbalah or Halacha. There's only two Machshavas, Mokim Shein Machshava Self Pechulin, Ella Bishtei Avoidis. Is there any din isn't it a smart to say Shaloye Yakul Holach El Achar Hashoichit that everything should be totally in the Shoichit, in his Machshava, and not in the Bible's Machshava? Be'echnam, he could be in Chulin. You do say Mechash from the Avoid the Avoid, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Even Rabbi Yosef may agree to this. If Bishash you're making the Shechita of the Behemoth Chulin, you have in mind that later you plan to make a Zerika Hashem Avoid the Zara. Since the Zerika passes the Shem of Adizara, it could be that Machshav would pass the Bishash Chit also. Just that Reb Yosi made a Kal V'Chomer to say, if by Kochim that you have more Machshavis, still you're only Gabos of the Yovid, what he meant to say is, there are four Avoidis, that you're in any one of these four Avoidis, you could have the Machshava. Mashen Kein Bachulun, there are only two Avoidis you could have the Machshava. There's only the Machshava, either Bishash Chit or Bishash Zerika. Nadimor says, Tanya Kavosa to Rabbi Yochanan, I'll bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that it says, HaShoichet, that the Sefer it says, HaShoichet es HaBehema, Lizrag Dom Olavodis Kichovim, if Bishash you do Nishchit on the Behema, you have in mind that later you plan to make this Rika Saddam L'Shem Avodizorom, or else Olahakter Chelbo Olavodis Kichovim, you have in mind now Bishash Tashchit to burn the fats of this animal. The Shem Avoid the Zorah to says clearly, Hari Elu Zivcha Mesim, that right now this animal is called the Zevach of a Mes, and there has a loch of Takrubas Avoid the Zorah, that has a loch like Zivcha Mesim, it's also Bano. Now, Shochato, what's going to be the first you made the Shchita? The Yacha Kachachisha Vole, and then later you first had in mind. Rashi says, Lizroi Domal Hakta Chelbois, after you finished the Shchita, then you first had in mind that later you plan to make a Zerika L'Shem Avoy Dezoro, or to burn the fast L'Shem Avoy Dezoro. Gemara says, Zehoi Yemaisa B'Kisri, this happened, a story, this once happened in Kisri, V'Loi Omru Bo Lo Yisav Lo Heter, there they didn't want to paskin, not an Issa, not a Heter. Why not? Now Omru of Chizah says like this, Lo Yomru Bo Yisav, they did not want to say clearly that the animal is called the Zivchei Meis, that's also Bano, Mishum Kvoidim the Rabbonin, as the covet from the Rabbonin. Rashi says the what? The armor that they say that Lo Yerminu, we do not say Stam Mach Sheves Ovi Kechovim Lavodis Kechovim, we do not say that. V'hai Nam, Rashi says, Afagav Digloi Milsa De Mumaru, even though later on we see that as Mach Shavriz he plans to make his Rik L'Shem Avoy Dezoro, so we see this person's a Mumaru, he does Averis L'Hachis, still Lo Yerminu, we do not say Mistomo, that Kishokta Bereisha Lohi Shokta, when he shekta at the beginning, he meant to say L'Shem Avoy Dezoro, Tistam Mach Shata, V'Shachavim L'Amrinu, we do not say this. See, since Bishash Shchita, we did not hear clearly the person wanted to do the Shchita, L'Shem Avoy Dezoro, he only told us his Mach Shava after the Shchita, so we do not say, Stam Mach Shava, V'Shachavim L'Avoy Dezoro. Therefore, Mishim Kvodim, the Rabbonim, we did not say it also. But Laiheter, we do not want to say it's Mutarido, Mishum Kvoidit Rebbe Lezer, as the covering from Rebbe Lezer, that he says what, that Stam Machshev was the covering of Lavoy de Zara. So Mistomi has in mind to do with Lashem Avoy de Zara, therefore it should be Takru based Avoy de Zara. Samur says, no, Mima, who told you this? Duma made the Yad, Kam Loikam Rabbon Hosamelo, Loi Shemana de Choshev. Maybe when the Rabbanan say that the Behem is Mutav Achila, that's only with Bechla, we do not hear the Sheikh of the Goy to have a Machshevus L'Shem Avoy Dezara at all. Not at the beginning and not at the end. Aval Hocha, but over here, to Shemano, the Choshev, here, after the Shechita, we hear that the Goy has in mind to make his Rik L'Shem Avoy Dezara. So we hear this person does have in mind to do with L'Shem Avoy Dezara. So maybe in the case, maybe in this case, even the Rabbanim would agree that the Svarah should be Ha'echiyach Soifayat Chilosoim, that the Machshava he has at the end that tells us that that's really what he thought at the beginning should be considered as if he mamish had a Machshava L'Shem Avoy Dezara B'Shach Tashchita. So maybe even according to the Rabbanim should be Yosef Bano. And now Mirosa Sora, I can tell you, is that can loy come a Reb Lezer Hosem Elagabi Avikachovim? Up until now, when does Reb Lezer say that Stam Machshevis is Hashem Avodah Zarah only by a real guy? This Stam Machshevis Avikachovim Avikachovim. Avo Yisrael. But over here, that the Sheikhid was a Jew. Maybe here I do not say, even though at the end we heard, after the treatment that the person really wants to do is weak Hashem Avodah Zarah. So we see he really has the mind to do with Hashem Avodah Zarah. But maybe I do not say his machshava basayif is megal on the machshava tchila. Maybe I do not say that svaro. So maybe even according to Reb Lezer in this case, it will be muta bachila. So that to accept lechura, it's not it's that case. Should not be told in the machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan. So much is a different story, true. Ella rather, Omer Rav Shizbi, that Le Omru Baheta, the reason why they didn't want to say it was Muta, Mishim Kvoidid Rav Shimon Gamliel, as covered from Shimon Gamliel, because of his cover, they didn't want to say that it was Muta. Because he's the one that says that it's awesome. So Rashi says, Shimon Gamliel, the Yami, he's the one that says, Harchiach Seifi Al Chilosai, that I do say, if we see a machshava at the end, we have a right to say, most probably that was the machshava he meant at the beginning also. Samara says, hi, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where is this Rav Shimon Gamliel? And let me, if you want to tell me Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gittin, his halacha mesech the Gittin. The Tznan, we learned over there, ha-bori shomar, if a healthy person that says, kiss will get li ishti, listen, I want you to write up a get for my wife. Rashi says, bo-bo-lo yomar kiss for tenu. But he did not tell the sofer the edim to write it up and give it. He did not say tinu to give the get. He just said kiss the get, have the get written up. So locher is rotzal asachik bo. Those men has the right just to laugh it off, as if to say he never really wanted to give the get to his wife. It's only hiflig dvorim. Rashi is v'ein elu nas and shluch legarish. These people do not become a shtir to give the get to his wife. So lo yoma tenu, he did not say the word tenu. Yes, that's a locha by a bori, by a healthy person. Now, umaisa, once happened bori, a healthy person, shoma, that he said, kiss for get li ishti, that write a get to my wife, viola lagag, and then right after that, the person went up to the roof, vinofala, and committed suicide, umaisa, and he died, he jumped off and died. Samar Shimon Gamliel says over here, in meyats meinofala, if this person jumped off by himself, then the locker is a raise a get that we say yes, the get is good. We say this svara from Hochiach Sofi Al Chilosai, that since at the end we see the person knew he hadn't asked to kill himself, so why did he first want to give the get? Elamai did not want his wife to fall to Yibum. He wanted her to be in the Gereshus. So we say he for sure meant to say kiss for tenu, give the get to his wife. So therefore the get is good, is a raise a get. Mistomo, if they already wrote it and gave it to her, but like Rashi says, "Nof lemeis uqva kisvo v'nos reidim get lishtoi." The case is that the edim right away, like yesterday, wrote up the get and gave it to his wife. Now the next day we see the way he commits suicide, so then we say the get's a good get. For sure he meant to say, give it to his wife. But v'yim haruach t'chos, so let's say when he's up on the roof, by accident the wind threw him off, so he did not mean to commit suicide, he did not have andas to really kill himself. So then we do not say he had a mind really to give the get to his wife yesterday. Then the locker is, ain't a get, the get is not good. And the question is, the Gemara is, we had a question over there. Lechura Maisa Lister. It's a Maisa that's being Saisa, it's a locker. Then the Reisha, it said the husband could be Lesachik, but just left it off. As if to say never really meant to give a get. And now we bring down a locker that the get is a good get. It's an opposite story. So Gemara says, true, chasuri mechsa, something is missing. Lochi ketan is what should be learned. In moichiyah, soifi al chilosoi. If the soifi is moichiyah at the beginning, if at the end we see clearly he really has the money to give the get to his wife, then the locher is a raise a get. Then the locher is a get, taika is a good get. And now we're bringing the proof. Omai tsunami, taika once happened a case like this. Omai tsunami bebor with healthy person, shomar, that he said, kiss will get lishti, right to get to my wife. The yellow lagag, and the person went up to the roof. The nofel, then he committed suicide. Umeisen died. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, in meyatz, the person fell off by himself. Then how raise a get? The get is a good get. Because we see clearly, that Mestam, his das was to give the get to his wife yesterday, because he knew he plans to commit suicide, so he wanted to be potter from Yibum. But what's going to be if Yimaruach Tachos? Let's say no, it's only the wind that pushed him off the Yonis. Then ain't a get, and a get is not a good get. So here we see clearly, that's from Shimgal Nil Svaram, from Hachiach Saifi Atchilosai. So most of the Dilma know, the Dilma Shanias, maybe here it's different to come, but they'll call upon him, the husband said, Kisvu. He first said to write up the get. There we say, Hachiach Saifi Atchilosai, his machshav at the end could help for the beginning. But maybe where there's no emphasis at all at the beginning, we had no makom to say he really meant to do with the Shem Avodah Zarah. Only after the Shechita, now he wakes up and tells us he plans to do this week with Shem Avodah Zarah, maybe that we did not say. So still you have no proof to our halacha from Nisar Shem Gamliel, from Nisar Sefta. So Moses says rather, Elu Amar Ravina Mishem Kvoitit Rav Shem Ben Gamliel Dihacha. From this Rav Shem Ben Gamliel, the Lachin Bovasra. From this halacha we see that Mishum Kvoidoi, we cannot say the Shechit is kosher, because maybe we should say Achiyach Seifat Chalosai. The Tanya would learn like this, HaKoisev Nechosov Liacherim, if somebody writes his property to somebody else, HaKoisev Nechosov Liacherim, Vo Yudben Avodim. The Tanya would learn like this, that HaKoisev Nechosov Liacherim, if somebody writes away all his property to somebody else, he wants to give a present to somebody else. Now, for Hoya ben Avodim, he had his slaves included in the Nechosim, where he had Avodim also. And Evakanani, for Omar Allah, and he said like this, Yev Shebehen, I do not want them. In other words, Reuven was writing away all this profit, give it to Shimon. And Shimon said, Yev Shebehen, I don't want them. So Locher is, Imho Yerab Hashem, let's say the Shimon, the second one, was a Koyein, Harei Elu Oichlem Betruma, that these Avodim now are allowed to eat Truma, the Chesidu Nevet of a Koyein, and they're allowed to eat Truma. Rashi says, Imho Yerab Hashem Koyein, Zeh Oimah, the second one, the Shimon that said, Yef Shebem, I don't want them, Akoch HaShlohen, automatically they become his, V'yoklo Betruma, therefore the Avodim of right to eat Truma. And we'll soon explain why, before he's saying he doesn't want them. Why does he acquire them? Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Kiva and Shomer Halo, Yef Sheben, no, since Shimon is saying I don't want them, Kvazocha Behem, Yorshim. In such a case, therefore, the Yorshim Azeicher, meaning to say the first ones, the Yorshim Azeicher, in these Avodim, Rashi says, Su Yisrael, and therefore, true, the second one does not keep it, but rather the first one, even though he dies, his Yorshim take it over. And on this, Ravinimo, we ask the question of Tanakama, according to Tanakama, Afilu Oimit Vitzomach, even if Shimon, the second master, is screaming, saying, I don't want them, does it become his? What kind of throw is that? How could he require it? Ba'korach, if he says he doesn't want it. Samura says, Omar Rabba says like this, Vitame, or else you want to send the name of Rabbi Yechanan. That Bitzavach me Korah. If Shimon right away got up and said right away, no, I do not want the prophet, I do not want the Avodim, to Kuliyam, Malay Pligid Lakona. Everybody agrees Taki is not Koina. But since he's screaming from the beginning until the end, he doesn't want to be Koina by Korcha, by force, we can't make him have the Matona. So then nobody argues Lakona. Now, Bishoisik Ulib Soif Tzavach, if he kept quiet at the beginning, first when Reuven said, I want to give you the Matona, and he told Yehuda that Zoche v'shtazel l'shem plen, I want you to receive the shtar, you be the shliach like to be kind of the shtar for Shimon, and it was done in front of Shimon. So Reuven did not give the shtar directly to Shimon, but rather first he gave the shtar to Yehuda, to Nachal, he should be mezakarit for Shimon. That was the case. Tekona kipliki jazich l'ideyacher, and v'shosak, now Shimon first kept quiet, and then for Ulub Seif Tzavach at the end when he received the shtar, that's when he started to beat Tzavach, scream he doesn't want it. So here's the machloekes. Tanakam is Tzavach me the shosek, since he kept quiet at the beginning. When Reuven was mezaka the shtar ayidei nachar, is keninu. At that time the yachar was kind of the shtar for Shimon owns it. Why the kotzava that he's being tzava, he starts to scream now at the end when he really receives the shtar, but he wants to retract, and that he can't do. Once it was his, he can't retract anymore. He has to be mezakar again to somebody else. From Shimon Gamliel tzava, no, harachiyach sefri atchilosoi. His das at the end, we see that's what he really meant at the beginning. In the beginning also. I behind the letzavach mikara. How come he didn't start screaming right away as soon as Reuven went to be mezakeh the shtar the yachar? Sava Kreshima thought like this: Kilo yose liyodai calls the man like the shtar did not come into my hand. On my atzvach, why should I scream? So he didn't start screaming until the shtar finally came into his hand. So therefore, later when he received the shtar, he started to scream. That showed us really his das the whole time was to scream. So Kitzur, this is the Shimon Gamliel that says, Hochiyah Soifayat Chilosoi. The Omer of Yudom HaShmuel, Halochot Rabbi Yesi. We take a pasuk like Rabbi Yesi in our Mishnah, that the Machshavas only go boss of the Oivir, the one that's doing the Avodah, and not the Bailim. The Bailim's Machshavah does not pasul. Now the Gemara says, Omai Sanu Tayyid, it was an Arab. The Yosalit Tzikunya, he came into the city Tzikunya. Yoyev Dichri, he gave over Dichri, Rashi says, Elim Rams, Letavchi Yisrael to Jewish butcher, to a Jewish sheikhit, Omru Lehu. So this Arab said to the Jew like this, that Domo Vitarbo Ledidan, that the blood and the fat still belong to me, but Moshko Bisfulititchu, the skin and the meat of the animal, that could belong to you. So what's the halacha? So Shochu Rav Tuvia bar Rav Masnir lekaimid Rav Yosef. So Rav Tuvia bar Masnir sent the shalaf on Rav Yosef. Ki I gav no mind such a case. What's the halacha? Like, do we say that since the owner is a goy, he has a machshav l'shem avodah zarah, or maybe no? Since he's giving us the meat, he's giving us the skin, he's not being done l'shem avodah zarah. So what's the halacha? Om Rav Yudah Meshmos. Rav Yudah Meshmos like this. Halacha Rav Yosef, you pass like Rav Yosef anyway. That says that it's totally in the Yoved. So since here the Sheikhid is a Jew, and this Kavon is not the Shem of the Zara, he does not pass over the animal. Therefore the Shechit is a Kosher Shechita. Oh, Malei Rav Acha, Bredi Rav Aviyo, L'Rav Ashi. But L'Rav Leza, according to Rav Leza Shechita, that holds no, that the Machshav of the owner could pass over the Korbin. If so, Yoyev Leizuzel Tabcha Yisro Mai. What? Because according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that when the guy owns the animal and he gives it over to Jew to Shecht, we say that the Machshav L'Shem Avodah Zarah of the Bailim passes the animal. Maybe that's only where the guy owned the animal from before, or else at least he was a Shutfis before the Shechita. But over here, the guy went to a Jewish butcher and just paid money for the meat and said, like, after you Shecht the animal, I want to buy a $10 worth of the meat. So, my, what's the locha? Do we say the machshav of the goy could still pass all the shechita or not? Or Malay said back like this, chazin, and let's see. A yinish aloma have a, if the person is a very strong person, to le motzi matchilei, that the Jew cannot push away this goy, cannot tell him this, I don't want to sell you the meat, then also, the nechonami is considered like the Jew now is listening to the goy, as if the goy tak owns the meat already. So the male of the goy is considered like an owner over here. And therefore, since the goy's machshav was the shem of avodah zarah, it would take a pass for the shechita. But if the goy is not such a strong person that he could push him away, the Jew omalei reshech avahar. I used to say Rashi says, "Amrei reshech, here's your head, and here's the mountain, and knock them one against the other." In other words, you just gave me money. So what? Maybe I don't have enough meat. Maybe I need it for somebody else. I'll just give you back your money. Therefore, it's not considered like the goy owns the meat yet, and therefore, for sure, the goy's machshava would not pass all the korban. Ben Echnami, on the other side, to say that the goy is an alima, that you can't push him off, Ben Echnami, then the goy's machshava is considered like an owner already, according to Rabbi Leza, his machshava would pass all the korban. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoichet l'shem horim, if a Jew makes a shchit and he has the mind to do it, l'shem ha, l'shem the mountain, that's his machshava. L'shem gevoyis, l'shem the hills. L'shem yamim, l'shem the oceans. So Rashi says, she'osa yam avos chavim, meaning to say in these cases, you made the ha, you made the gevoyis to you, there avoy the zoros. It's like yeshechti now this beim, l'shem, this avoy the zoros. Now again, l'shem nahoros, l'dun l'shem the rivers, l'shem midborius, l'shem the deserts. So shchitos psula. In all these cases, say the shchit is psula because the person doesn't want to do it. L'shem and avoid the zara. Now the Mishnah says, what's coming after?